We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street on a beautiful fall evening in the Mid-Valley with a lot of exciting things to talk about tonight. We will have a halftime show, in a sense, to get to all of it here in a moment. We want to jump in with our head football coach in just a moment, but I do want to let you know that midway through, after Coach Smith, who has brought his entire family, and Brian Lindgren's family is here tonight, they will be enjoying Buffalo Wild Wings together this evening. When Jonathan leaves to return to family and friends and people that he's grown up with in the profession, Noah Tongiai will be joining us, but before he does, we'll take a little break to talk about all the great things that are going on at Oregon State this week. There's a bunch of them with soccer and cross country and men's and women's basketball and gymnastics, and we'll hit on all of that before we bring Noah up. Just to let you know, we're very well aware of the exciting nature of things going on at Oregon State University. So that's coming up, and before we bring Jonathan in, want to give a shout out to and invite any of you who may be listening, if you're driving around here in the Mid-Valley area, Corvallis in particular, know this, that Buffalo Wild Wings tonight and throughout the day, but if you get here tonight before the business hours are over here at Buffalo Wild Wings, 15% of every tab tonight is being donated by Buffalo Wild Wings to Sheldon Middle School and their educational efforts. So let's give a shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings for that, and hope that if you're in the neighborhood, you'll come join us and contribute to that outstanding cause. This is the third school that Buffalo Wild Wings has teamed with this year, and you can make a contribution tonight as well as listen to our special guests, which includes our head coach. Please join me in welcoming head football coach Jonathan Smith to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, coach.
Good evening.
And that's a good thing. You're adding to the cause tonight with a family and friends event, the Lindgrens and the Smiths together. That's a nice looking table out there, Coach.
Yep. I think they spent some energy together. It's been fun.
It's good to have them here tonight, and thanks for being here. Coach, it's the Beavers and the Huskies, and I want to jump right into just because I remember the games well, and I know you do too, going up there as a player. What comes to mind when you think about those 98 and 2000 games for the team, the program, yourself? Those were special events, I know, in your life.
Yeah, they were special. Obviously, we would have loved to get over the hump in both those games, because 98 or 2000, we didn't.
Close.
But, it's a great place to play a college football game, and it's another team in the Northwest. And so I look back at those games, you know, at the time, especially in 98, you know, UW was pretty good, and we were on our way where we wanted to go. And then in 2000, that was a phenomenal team they had, and our one blemish of the 2000 season. So always will have some memories of that place.
Just to remind everyone, just so we can yes, they were painful, heartbreaking defeats in both. But this guy, when he came on midway through the second quarter in the 1998 game, didn't even start it and threw for then a school record 469 yards in a signature moment, I thought, in Oregon State football, Jonathan. So, you know, I know that's 20 years ago, but when you did come into that situation and began to have the success you had that day in bringing the team back to within this close in the two-point conversion to a win, what did that say to you and maybe even the team and the program in that moment?
Well, I do think we gained some confidence that, you know, we can compete and be right with these two teams and move the football. And then I think the biggest message was going for two, right? I mean, we got the touchdown as time expired. And at that point, you know, some would say, you know, you just try to continue battle in overtime and things. And it was like, no, we got an opportunity to win the game right here on this play and really had a chance to do it. And so I do think that was a changing point for in regards to the mindset of the football team, of that we are truly going after games to win them, and they haven't looked back since.
And the next time you went up, of course, you mentioned it was a blemish, but I also do remember right after the game, I can see it in my mind's eye now, when the two head coaches in that game, Rick Neuheisel for Washington, Dennis Erickson for the Beavers, they met at midfield in the handshake, and Rick was just shaking his head and saying to Dennis, "That was a great football game, Coach, a great football game," as they shook hands. It was. I know it was a heartbreaking defeat in the end, but some of the plays that night, this guy threw a touchdown pass with one shoe to Chad Johnson. Anybody remember that one? So that was a heck of a game.
It was. It was back and forth. A lot of offense in that game. Both teams moving the ball and guys making some plays. And, you know, turns out those guys go down to the Rose Bowl that year, and we went to the Fiesta Bowl. And so it was two teams that would have loved to have been in an expanded playoff scenario. I know that.
I think everybody was in agreement around the country that had you had a chance to play, you could have beaten anybody that year with the momentum and how things were going, Coach. Yeah. The following year in 2001, just so we don't leave it on the close but heartbreaking note, the Beavers defeat Washington when the Huskies came to Reser as the number 8 team in the country by a final of 49-24, and he had another huge game. So that was one, too, that everything, that was kind of an up-and-down season, but everything seemed to come together that day.
That day it did, you know, and beating those guys was, something you don't forget because you came so close so many times and to get the win. And it was a beautiful, I remember it, Reser Stadium, beautiful day, so.
So here we go. It feels like, I mean, all of those things come into my mind's eye very easily. Now, I mean, it's the reality of going up there this week to take on a very good team with an elite defense, a team that was being talked about early in the year as perhaps the best chance for the conference to win the North, represent the Pac-12 in the college football playoff. Things may not have gone exactly as they had hoped, but I don't think anyone makes any sort of mistake or any illusions that they are not very good on both sides of the ball.
Yeah,
they are.
They are very good. And, they've lost a couple of games in all those games. And one's in overtime, one's by 2 points, and even on Auburn, they got a great chance. And so I do have a good – I'm pretty familiar with how good they are and what they do, and got a ton of respect for them. It'll be a great challenge for us.
Coach, I know you may weary and tired. You've been asked as a guest, you know, on talk shows in Seattle, and writers are talking. We're all talking about your return after not only 4 years at Washington, but 6 with Chris Peterson. So this will be the last question I'll ask along those lines. We'll take a break, come back, talk about your team, and as you prepare to get ready to play Washington and visit with Noah Tongeil a little bit later. But, you know, when you left us, I remember after your great career and 2 years as a GA, when you left, you said you needed to get out, you know, come out from under the umbrella here and learn a lot of things and experience different ways of going about stuff. The 6 years with Chris and the last four in Seattle, how influential? How did that sort of shape? What was the nature of the influence in those years?
Yeah, you learn a lot. I think I've learned a ton in each experience I've had, you know, Moscow, Idaho, Missoula, Montana, and then got linked into Boise. And then obviously in Seattle, I think that not only just Chris, but even those assistants, how we operated together, I think was really good and healthy and trying to establish that here. I think you take bits and pieces from everywhere where you've gone. And so you've learned a little bit from not, you know, Chris's direction, but Dennis Erickson's competitiveness and Riley's experience on both sides of the ball and Paul Chris's ability to play action pass. I mean, it's just so many things that you try to grab a hold of, learn. And then ultimately, I think you still got to be authentic to yourself and do it with your gut. And it's true to what you believe. And that's what we got going here.
Do you remember the conversation when the opportunity came your way here? That Chris may have had with you as a guy that brought you in and you worked with and learned under. He gave you autonomy to run that offense. You go to the CFP in your third year there. So he obviously entrusted you, believed in you. What did he have any sort of counsel or anything that you remember when the opportunity came your way here?
You know, not a ton. We didn't really talk about it in detail. I think both of us knew what was going on as really because the first conversation to the last conversation, there was about a month of time. And so we both knew what was going on. We were focused at the season we were having at that time.
Right.
But I do think that he makes an effort to continue to prepare his assistants to always go on to bigger and better, and I do think he did that for me.
We will take a break and talk about not only, you know, this young man, our head coach, heading back to a place he's very familiar with, but more important, the Beavers getting ready to try to go up and take on and defeat an outstanding Washington Husky football team. We'll talk about the season's trajectory so far and a lot of the things that have been learned and the guys continue to work on heading into these last 2 weeks. It's great to have you with us at Buffalo Wild Wings. Noah Tongiai coming up a little bit later. More with Jonathan Smith on this Sheldon Middle School benefit night at Buffalo Wild Wings and Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Coors Light. Established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Grill? Check.
cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must. Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads, fun times and game day made easy.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/10/18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Mike Parker joined by head football coach Jonathan Smith. The Beavers and Huskies this weekend, the Civil War following. And coach, as we get ready to welcome Noah, and he'll be here in a few minutes, just a quick thought since he's coming. I always like to ask you about the young men that have been, it's really been enjoyable to engage with the Oregon State football players this season. Noah strikes me as a guy who keeps getting better and better each week. There's terrific talent in the young man that we've seen throughout his career. It's been a matter of trying to stay healthy, but when he is healthy, he's a true factor, isn't he?
He is, man, and especially he's shown up in the red zone the last couple of games, coming up with big plays there. And sometimes it's hard to notice, but some of the things he's doing in the run game, being physical, asking him to block defensive ends and get some movement, work up to the linebacker. And so he does. He's got some talent. I love that he likes to play physical because he can run a route and he's got great hands. But also to help out in the run game, he's got a future in this game.
One thing on one aspect of the Stanford game that didn't go like you would have hoped. When you talk about, you know, he can be a target in the red zone, it was clear that David Shaw had one down there too, and big Colby Parkinson. And I'm wondering, when you look at a matchup in a situation like that on film after the fact, even during the game, when you're trying to do everything you can to stop a talent like that, looking back, I mean, is there anything that can be done schematically or differently, or is it a matter of a guy just beating another in a matchup?
Well, you pick and choose what you want to more or less double cover, and if you're going to start double covering somebody, well, then you're going to be light for them to be able to run the ball, and you got to be able to pick and choose what you're trying to take away. And again, we got stuck in a couple matchups that, you know, our guys are trying to contest the play, but, you know, 6'6" versus 5'9" is just not going to go very well. And but at the same time, they weren't just handing the ball off. And give credit to Stanford to check to the play they want to work that matchup, and they got it executed.
You know, that game, we haven't spent much time on it, and I know that the start wasn't what you wanted, but there was also, again, to me, Coach, even in the midst of that, down 34-3, the next thing I know, it's 34-17, and you're driving to make it 34-24, and you get down to their 20-yard line.
Yep.
So, I mean, again, your guys don't capitulate. They hang in with it.
Well, they've been, we had opportunities to start third quarter, and, you know, this is back-to-back games to end the half, to put a drive together and get points. And so we did go in that locker room with a little bit of, okay, we got the ball to start. We're within a couple of scores here. Let's go get it. And, you know, get the first drive, move the ball all the way down there. I wanted to go for it again on fourth down, didn't get it executed. And shoot, we got the ball again the next series, went down there and settled to just get some points, and that didn't go our way either. But, you know, we're still scrapping.
That was encouraging to see. What was also encouraging to me, when you talk about things that Noah's doing in the run game, we'll talk to Noah himself here in the second part of the show. The run game, again, you take a freshman running back in Jamar Jefferson to Seattle this week with 201 yards, 53 yards away. He'll get it this weekend, I believe, but he's 53 yards away from breaking Jaquizz Rodgers' record for freshman rushing yards. That's pretty good. That's good company right there, Coach.
Well, it is good company. And, Jamar's been working hard, and he's got some support around him. But for him as a freshman to be able to maintain, for the most part, health and carry the ball physically like he does. Because, you know, you get tackled at running back. And we've given him the ball a lot, and he's been very productive. And so we've got some things to build on off of that. You know, with him obviously coming back for the next couple of years and where we're progressing offensive line-wise, you know, Noah and that tight end group the next year. I mean, we've got some things to build off in running the football. And I do want to be a team that can do that, of making it physical and run the ball.
When you tied the score early, I don't know how you do these things in scheme, what happens, but you're down 7-0, and you struck back quickly. It was impressive to see. With the Trevon Bradford's game week to week has been impressive to watch. I don't know what he did or what Jake saw, but that was a big-time hit to tie the score.
There's a lot of details that go into plays. And, yeah, Bradford's running down the middle of the field, and we threw it to him. But I kind of started with Brian Lindgren and what he recognized on the tape, and then got Jake Luton, did a good job of pump faking to his side, got the safety going, and then Bradford's down the middle of the field. So, yeah, he was wide open, and that was a huge response for us. But a lot of it goes back to the work that takes place before in the game plan, and when you're calling the play, and then getting it executed from your quarterback.
Let's close with a little bit of a thought, not so much about the sentimental aspects or the personal relationship aspects or memories of games, but the reality of taking a team to Washington and Husky Stadium this weekend and planning, when you guys do know each other pretty well. Defense knows you. You know what Kwiatkowski and Jimmy Lake's tendencies are on the defensive side. So, you know, do you think, are you going to have some different things, variations of what you usually do, and do you expect the same from them?
Yeah, you know, we're going to have some things just like we do week in and week out. We try to change. At the same time, you're going to run some of the plays that you know how to execute. Yeah. I do think we got to do a great job trying to handle the crowd noise, because that place can get loud. They'll change some things up defensively. This isn't the most, toughest defense in regard to recognize what they're doing. Yeah, they just do it really, really well. And so some of it, they just line up and you know what's coming. It's just tough to attack sometimes. And so it'll be a great challenge for us. I think our kids will be excited about it. We got some kids on the roster that are from that state. And so got to be able to handle the noise and really match the physicality on both sides of the ball.
Their defense has been superb. You know, it gets lost sometimes in, you know, even what you did as a coordinator and setting records in points and yards, and Jake Browning having that incredible season in 2016. You look at those numbers and can be wowed, and they were impressive. But defensively, their plan and scheme, Coach, as you look at them, how sound they are, how good they've been, what jumps out at you?
Well, it starts at the line of scrimmage. They've always had defensive linemen be able to push that pocket and stop the run. They've got some talent in the secondary, and these guys can cover. They don't give up a bunch of big plays because they still play their safeties pretty deep. And so they make you pound it against that D-line, and the safety's always still back there. And so it's a great approach. I've actually obviously seen it up close and things, and got a ton of respect for those guys. And you could just see it throughout the league. You just don't get a lot of points getting scored on these guys. And we got a good challenge to be able to do some things on Saturday.
Your own offense, Coach, as you go up, you know, you've had big-time, productive, exciting plays, more big plays this year. You'll almost end up doubling what happened last year in that respect. Your points per game, yards per game, as I used the word earlier, trajectory and just overall. Mm-hmm. You know, going into these last two games, what have you liked, and what are you hoping to see maybe a little better here in these last two?
Well, I think offensively we're trying to eliminate the negative play. You know, if we can get some, just clean up on the sacks. I will say we need to take some sacks. I know that sounds crazy, but we need to take some chances. We need to, if you're going to force the ball and push it down the field, you got to hold on to it a little longer. We need to do that. But we can't take as many as we've been taking. If we stay away from that and can run the ball, I'd like to see us continue our balance for the next two weeks.
And the thing that's eluded you, even in the great comeback win over Colorado, the ability to kind of get off to the good start, stay with it, and not have lapses where you end up having to dig out of a hole. It's been impressive how you've done it. You'd like to see how it plays out when you're not having to do that, I would think.
Yeah, I'd love to see us, score early. And even against Stanford, we did answer back. It goes 7-7. But, score a couple of times early, get a couple of stops. I do think our special teams continues to improve our punt game. In regards, you just look at the field position when we trade it and punt, it's been a lot better from the start of the season. And so that's what we're looking for, just to improve on a lot of things week in and week out. And we got two more opportunities to do it.
What's happened in that in the punt game in particular with Daniel Rodriguez and the cover guy? I mean, has it just been a growing in what Jake's been asking them to do?
Or? Yeah, I think D-Rod's gotten a little confidence. And then I think we've tightened up on some of the protection rules and guys gotten some reps at doing it. And then on the edges, I think Caleb Hayes in particular running down and covering on punt has really just gotten better. Another redshirt freshman, hadn't done it before, and now he's playing at a high level toward the end of the year.
Well, Coach, I know we're excited about the opportunity, and that's the thing that, I know that the results in terms of wins and losses may not have been all that you or Noah and all the guys would have liked. Some of the games have not, you've had to really fight to get back in them. But every game represents a new opportunity. And any of these Northwest games in the Pacific Northwest, we'll certainly be talking about that next week, getting ready for Civil War number 122. But this is the 111th meeting between these two schools this weekend. It's a great old rivalry. And have you seen through the years, not only here but in other stops, that play can get elevated in situations like that?
Yeah, I think anytime, like especially in the Northwest where you're playing schools that are in that region and you're from that region, I think it's always a little added something. Again, you go out and play the game, and once the game starts, just like the Civil War will be, I mean, once the game starts, it kind of gets into typical football, but we're looking forward to it. And you know, even just the trajectory part, like this weekend, just like last week, and we're going to play some of these kids that are going to redshirt, but also get a little bit of the time of playing because they knew the four games with Josiah Irish and Levin Good and Kipper on the O-line. And so that part is really important for the overall growth of the program.
How did Josiah get his first two career catches? Yeah. His teammates, I know, were thrilled. Some were tweeting about this as the first of many. But that's important for a young man, isn't it?
It is. These guys are working hard and then be able to get out there and experience actual game. I mean, he did some punt returning for us. He's back there making decisions, and he'll do it again this weekend. So all of that is why I continue to be so confident and optimistic on what's coming forward here the next couple of years.
And on the O-line, how did Jake and Brandon grade out when you took a look at the
pretty
reps
solid.
They had?
Yeah, they really did. I think Kipper played a little bit more. He had like 24 snaps, and Levin Good, I think, had 17 total snaps. And it's just awesome for those guys to get out there against a good opponent and just kind of feel the game, especially how hard they're working. It's only going to pay dividends down the road.
Coach, your family's here. The food's coming. We're going to turn you loose and let you enjoy the rest of this evening at Buffalo Wild Wings with the Smiths and the Lindgrens are here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks, Coach, for joining us. Let's hear it for head coach Jonathan Smith. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
We've got Noah Tongiai coming up next, but a little halftime break to get you up to date on all the good stuff going on at Oregon State. And it's a lot of it, but we'll get through it quickly and then welcome Noah in right after that. Thanks for joining us. Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Now McWilliams, a three-pointer, and it's good. Katie McWilliams.
Oregon State women's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum after an impressive Elite Eight run last season. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Catch every game this year when you purchase season tickets for as low as $92 for general admission or as low as $150 for reserve seating. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVES or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
We all know 1 plus 1 equals 2, but what if 1 plus 1 equaled 25% off? With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto insurance. And when you include the local expertise and trusted advice of an Allstate agent, that's some math we can all get excited about.
There's never been a better time to bundle home and auto insurance. Call an Allstate agent today to hear about our new lower rates. Based on coverage selected, savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Smoke alarms lose effectiveness over time. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. And be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings for a rare halftime show, but here it is. And I just want to make sure that everyone in Beaver Nation understands what's going on. And this won't even be all of it, but there are a lot of highlights. Let's first start with a first in Oregon State athletics history. This Saturday morning, 8:45 at the Zimmer Cross Country Course in Madison, Wisconsin, the Oregon State women's cross-country team for the first time in program history going to the Nationals, to the championships in Madison. Congratulations to Coach Louis Quintana, to his staff, to the student-athletes. There will be seven competitors. You can follow it on a live stream, 8:45 a.m. Pacific time from Madison. Coach Quintana said it's going to be 25 degrees, so beautiful, wonderful conditions for the athletes. But such a great story. Congratulations. Now, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Lorenz Field. He was here a few weeks ago. But our congratulations to Terry Boss and the Oregon State men's soccer team hosting in the NCAA tournament tomorrow night against SMU at 6 o'clock. Earlier today, and I know that Bella and her school was at the game, and so were 8,627 others. The attendance was 8,628, which included Bella and her school and many others. 42 schools from the Willamette Valley represented at the Beavers' annual Beyond the Classroom game. And I asked Bella how the game went, and here was her response moments ago. She said, "The Beavers stomped them." And that's a pretty good evaluation, because the final score was the Beavers 89 and Arkansas Pine Bluff 33. So I think Bella's right. It was a great win, great opportunity for so many youngsters to come out. 8,828 earlier today, the third largest crowd in Gill Coliseum history. So congratulations to the OSU women, now 2-0 in playing St. Mary's at Gill Coliseum Saturday night at 6. My friend Tom Hewitt will have the call pinch hitting for. Ron Callen will, of course, be in Seattle for the Beaver football game coming up at 1:30 Saturday afternoon. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Gill Coliseum, the annual Orange and Black Gymnastics Exhibition. It's free, so you're welcome to attend that and look at what the chaplains have in store. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Orange and Black Exhibition. Friday morning, 10 o'clock from St. Thomas. The guys were out on the Caribbean today, having a wonderful time. I'm happy for the Oregon State men's basketball team. They're having a great fun day today. They'll have a little bit more fun tomorrow, but they'll be ready to go and have a lot of fun, we hope, against Old Dominion Friday morning, 10 o'clock on many of our network stations. So that's a lot of good stuff. Let's hear it for everybody in Oregon State athletics. When we come back, Noah Tongiai joins us to talk about his resurgence here down the stretch as he gets healthy. What a force he's been and will continue to be. Noah joins us next at Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers. Go Beavs! ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland. Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians. Performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Everyone wants to give their kids the world, but sending them to college can seem overwhelming. I'm John Zeiser with Country Financial, and I get it. My wife and I graduated with college debt, and we didn't want that for our three boys, Anson, Paxton, and Hawkins. So we're taking simple steps to prepare them for college. And Country Financial can help you take simple steps too. Because whether you're our customer or our family, we want you to be successful.
Find an authorized representative at TakeSimpleSteps.com.
In 1931, Oregon State's football team compiled a 6-3-1 record playing their home games at Bell Field in Corvallis. That same year, Umpqua Dairy began making ice cream to sell at the train station in Roseburg. Three generations later, they're still producing award-winning ice cream, and you don't have to wait at the train station. Simply visit your local grocery store. On behalf of Beaver Nation, thanks to Umpqua Dairy for your support of our Beavers and for making the best ice cream in the nation.
Oregon State football single game tickets are now available. Prices vary by location.
Point conversion try as the Beavers try to hang on and win in Corvallis. John David Booty on first down takes the snap, turns, throws, batted down!
The ball was knocked away!
And the Beavers will win it! The Beavers will win it!
Don't miss out on the action this year in Reser Stadium. Head to BeaverTickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to secure your seats today.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 12-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Play clock down to three. Luton looks right. Now throws to a wide open Togiai in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Beavers! Daniels out of the gun, gives to Malapai. Nice hold, breaks a tackle. Tongo tries to rip the ball loose and does. Picked up by Jalen Moore. Moore is on his way. Moore scores, but they're going to say, I don't know if they're going to say that he was down by contact. It's no fumble. Moore had picked it up and was heading down the sideline. Now, I thought Tongo had ripped that ball out, Jimmy. I really did. I thought the ball was out. Tied was the catch and the outstanding play. It's an honor to welcome to Beaver Sports Talk from West Valley City, Utah, and a guy whose year has it's been a bit uneven because of two ankle surgeries in the offseason, one on each ankle. Here he is playing and playing at such a high level, an outstanding young man representing Oregon State so well. Please join me in welcoming Noah Togiai to Buffalo Wild Wings and Beaver Sports Talk. Good to see you, Noah. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good to have you here. Now, the first play was a touchdown against USC. The highlight we were looking for going into that was a pass on the drive to get there on 3rd and 8, I think it was, and you caught an out on the USC sideline. The drive, you kept that alive in a when you were in a hurry-up situation. What do you remember about both of those plays? I made the comment at the time that it looked like you had some of the old spring and athleticism back. Did it feel that way? It certainly looked that way.
Yeah, it felt that way. You know, two-minute situations are what we practice weekly, you know, whether or not we know we'll have it in the game. And it was pretty much a routine. You know, it felt like practice. You just get the signal, run the out route, and catch the ball, get out of bounds. You know, that's the one of the main things coach preaches, to get out of bounds, stop the clock. And, you know, like you said, in the touchdown catch, I honestly wasn't expecting the ball. That's a play that I'm kind of trying to clear out for everybody, but I started to run and I turned around and noticed that nobody was on me and just put my hand up in the air and Jake threw the ball. You know, luckily he was stuck on me and kind of put it high, you know. We were laughing about it after. He's like, I didn't think you were going to catch that. I was like, I didn't think I was going to either.
Those old basketball rebounding skills coming into play,
yes,
there,
yes,
right?
They were.
Now, I mean, you love basketball, played basketball, recruited to play basketball at the D1 level, and did play for Wayne Tinkle's NCAA tournament team a few games in 15-16. So how much has, you know, basketball contributed to your qualities as a tight end?
Nah, basketball has always been my first sport ever since I was young. You know, I always, you know, considered myself a basketball player who played football rather than the other way around, as a football player playing basketball. You know, I think it helped me tremendously, you know, being able to, you know, post up, being able to jump higher than, you know, most other people. And I think it's helped me a lot, you know, becoming the football player that I am now.
Noah, was part of the reason coming here is that you were given an opportunity to do both? Was it your hope and dream to do both the entire time here?
Yeah, it kind of was. Honestly, I thought I was going to end up playing more basketball than football, but you know, that obviously didn't turn out that way. But I was hoping to, you know, to be able to play basketball just as much as I played football. But you know, with school as a freshman, especially, you know, trying to get used to the schedules that we have and the amount of classes that we take and the difficulty of the classes, you know, it made it tough. And, you know, ultimately I had to sit down and decide with myself. You know, it wasn't anybody else but myself.
That was going to be my next question. No. So you sat down and had a conversation with yourself, yeah, essentially, right?
I had to, you know, decide what I wanted to focus on more at the time. School wasn't going all too well for me. You know, we were getting home from trips at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, I had to go straight to football workouts at 6 in the morning. You know, I'd get off the plane and go sleep in the locker room for 3 hours and then wake up and go run with the football team, you know, while the basketball team has it off. And it was, you know, kind of killing me, like, with school. You know, I couldn't focus on school and my grades were slipping, so ultimately I had to come up with a decision, and here I am.
That's I appreciate the candidness in an answer like that, Noah, and I can appreciate the visual, because I was coming back on those basketball trips with you at 3 in the morning, but not getting up at 6 to run with a football team as you were. So, I mean, that's a lot on your plate. But it must have been hard, if basketball is your first love, to kind of let it go. Was that a pretty difficult thing to do?
It was. You know, you can ask all my friends who were around, you know, everyone I was in the dorms with. You know, it kind of hit me hard. You know, I'm not used to not playing basketball. You know, growing up, I played every day, 2-3 hours a day at the gym with my family. You know, I have 3 older brothers who I competed with every day, so it was a little different. You know, you can ask my friends, that they heard me complain about it a lot, that I wish I was playing basketball still, but, you know.
Are you over it now?
No.
Not really?
I'm not. I wish I, every day I watch basketball, you know. Sometimes I'll go back and watch old basketball games of my, you know, before 2 ankle surgeries when I was able to jump, you know. That's something that I miss, but hopefully I'll be able to gain it back. So
Noah Tonge, our guest, will take a break and come back and visit more with Noah. In fact, I want to get to what he remembers about competing with the Beavers on that 15-16 team. And we've got some more football, too. But that team had GP2 and a team that went to the NCAA tournament. So we'll get a little more of Noah's thoughts on that, as well as going north to play the Huskies. Thanks for being here tonight. It's Buffalo Wild Wings on this Wednesday night as the Beavers get ready for Washington on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers. Go Beavs! ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call an Allstate agent to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must! Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
A slot to the left, the ball in the middle of the field, moving right to left, down 34-7. Luton, the shotgun snap. Jake fires at the goal line, caught. Touchdown, Beavers, to Noah Tongiai. What a throw by Luton, with a fastball threading the needle, and Noah Tongiai beginning to show up a la the past with his third touchdown of the season. And that was a great play. Back-to-back weeks with touchdown receptions. Noah, that drew you guys to within 34-14 on that drive, and you end up continuing to work your way back into that game, 34-17 with a field goal just before halftime. But I made reference to the throw, but you got yourself open. But the window was tight, wasn't it? What happened on that play?
It was. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but originally that wasn't my assignment. You know, it was a crossing route where both of us were supposed to cross and continue to run. You know, our main coaching point on that play is do not sit down. And I kind of was running, and I saw two linebackers go the other way. And I just went with my gut feeling, went against. I knew what to do, but I went against what my coach told me to do. And I sat, and I was hoping Jake was looking at me, and he put the ball where he needed to, so...
Once again, we appreciate the candidness and the candor here. This is good stuff, Noah. When you do that, it's one of those things. Is Coach Wozniak, your position coach, or coach, are they saying, well, it's a good thing it worked out? I mean, what do they say to you when you come over and talk about it with you?
You know, of course, when I came off to the sideline, I was trying to, like, avoid him. I was trying to hide from him a little bit, but he came up to me, and he was like kind of yelled at me. I don't know exactly if I could say that right now on this, but...
Probably not the exact words.
Yeah. But he was saying, like, why did you do that and stuff? And then he cracked a smile and started. Okay. He started laughing. He's like, that's a headsy play. You know, that's a smart play by you. You know, that's a veteran play. That's the specific words he said. He's like, and you know, let's do it again next drive.
So. Good. No, I'm glad to hear that. So he was just messing with you.
Yeah,
acting like he was mad. But you know, I'm sure to some extent, a veteran quarterback like Jake, yourself, a veteran player, a play is designed a certain way, but are you given some autonomy as veterans, as savvy football players? I mean, even if you didn't run it exactly as drawn up, you saw something and took advantage of it. I guess that's okay with the boss here and when you score touchdowns.
Yeah. You know, we're not really used to going against our coach like that, but, you know, I haven't really seen it happen often, you know, ever since I've been here, you know, anybody going against what the coach says or doing something like that. But, you know, in the heat of the moment, in that situation, when you see something like that, you just, you know, you react. And what Waz calls it is, or Coach Waz, he just says it's just playing football, yeah. You know. You have your assignments, but at the end, you know, you're just playing football and you try to get open. So,
no, I'm trying to think of the of another touchdown you had. The other one, I thought, I don't know if that was quote just playing football, but it seemed like it was. You know, Jake found you moving towards the back of the end zone. Am I right? At Reser near below Valley, it might have been against. These things blend together after a while for me, and I don't have it exactly, but your other touchdown this year.
Oh, Arizona State.
Arizona State, yeah. So tell me, thank you. That's right. Now tell me a little bit about that play, because it looked like that, too, might have been a matter of you two playing football. The play was extended. Jake extended. What happened on that?
At the time, it was Connor.
Connor. Okay, there we go. Connor extended that pretty well, if I remember.
He did. You know, he did a great job. They brought seven people, maybe. You know, that's a lot of pressure on a quarterback. My route initially, I just was supposed to clear out for Trevon. I was supposed to clear out his guy. I remember the play. And I turned around, and as I saw him rolling, you know, we have a drill we practice every day called a scramble drill, you know, and that's when the quarterback is running around, you know, and he leaves the pocket, and all of us have assignments, you know, where we should be, you know, as he's running. And as soon as he started running, you could see all the receivers start moving where they're supposed to be, and he saw me wide open, my guy triggered, and he threw the ball. So
that was also great to see. We have a final break to take. When we come back, I want to get a thought about the run game and the importance, and Coach Smith says, you've been showing up there in a big way all year long and the importance of that this weekend, as well as one final thought on hoops with Noah Tongiai. Final word with Noah in our next and last segment tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for joining us on the Beaver Sports Network.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events. Original programming on demand.
My PM Sam, I'm back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch, wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
You're invited to join the new Game Day Wine Club, created by Willamette Valley Vineyards, specifically for OSU alumni and Beaver fans. Members achieve benefits like special edition wines, events, and wine discounts. Willamette Valley Vineyards is proud to donate a portion of its sales back to OSU to support the Fermentation Science Program. Sign up today at wvv.com/gameday. That's wvv.com/gameday.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big, score a Nissan Titan just by customizing one. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 12/10/18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Welcome back into Buffalo Wild Wings. Our last few minutes. Great to have you with us. Just a couple of minutes with Noah Tongiai. Noah, quick thought on hoops in 15-16 with the Beavers. You didn't get to play as many games that year as you would have liked, but you contributed to an NCAA tournament season, played with GP2 and those guys. When you think about that group, what comes to your mind?
That was a fun group to be around. You know, they embraced me right away. I didn't join until after the Civil War game that year, about 7 or 8 games in. So they have already been together for a while, played a few games, had a whole off season without me. And, you know, for them to welcome me the way they did, you know, it was, and as a 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid, you know, it was nice.
GP2 was fun to watch, huh?
He was. He was.
He still is, and he's still going to get his shot, but there are some dunks and some things you probably saw in practice. I know we saw in games that were just unbelievable. We're running out of time. Coach Smith talks about you and the run game. Tell me how important that is to you and your craft and committing to helping in the run game.
The run game is probably my favorite part of the game. You know, the people in front don't get as much recognition as they should. You know, I talk about the O-line. You know, they deserve the most credit but get the least, you know, and that's how I've always thought of it. And, you know, our run game, obviously we have a great back in Jamar, but, you know, the way our guys have been blocking, you know, if you were to be able to sit in film and watch us, you know, our guys are moving people, you know, and that's fun to watch.
And it sounds like, I mean, tight end, I think a next level future at that position. We got about 30 seconds left, I think, and that's all. But you consider yourself an old lineman almost first as a tight end.
I do. Yeah. I do. I consider myself like that.
We're done, Noah. They just told me we're out of time. Let's hear it for Noah. Let's hear it for Jonathan. We'll see you in Seattle. Thanks for joining us, everybody, from Buffalo Wild Wings
on the Beaver Sports Network. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans. Wings, beer, sports. And by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.